Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft.
We're here with the Midday 180 Fantasy Draft starting in a couple of moments here. Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow joining me here at our unofficial broadcast location. Gentlemen, your thoughts on the evening, your thoughts on your draft strategies heading into the night.
I don't know much about my draft strategy. I'm drafting ninth. Chad is drafting second.
Okay.
So he sets the tone tonight. Where will Ezekiel Elliott go? Will he buy that the Dallas Cowboys are going to give him the contract extension? He's going to be there in time. If so, maybe he's off the board. But at nine, maybe he's on the board if no one actually buys that he's getting the contract extension. So got my eyes on him. I will take him if available.
Okay.
From there, I'm in for the biggest party of the year, which is the Midday 180 Fantasy
That's
Football
right.
League draft.
I feel like Hutton and I have the same exact draft strategy, which is zero prep, zero homework. We know the NFL. We know football. And we know what a great 180 cocktail tastes like.
Oh, my gosh.
We sip these cocktails.
It's so good.
And we make sure everyone has fun. We eat barbecue from Pig and Pie. We enjoy this facility. We drink Yeehaw beer. And we basically serve as MC while Paul serves as party pooper the entire night.
That's our
draft strategy.
This is my next question, because I feel like you guys are coming into this less preparation. Paul's going to come into this with way too much preparation. Well, is that a fair assumption?
Paul had Hutton print off some BS like draft board that he brought over. Oh, JT printed off.
He tried to get me to do it for him, and I said, I'm not your intern anymore. So.
Here's what you do in fantasy football. You look at the player rankings. You go around those rankings. You find a guy you like. You find a position of need, and you draft them. That's what you do, and you dominate.
Let's set the scene here, Will.
All right, yeah,
as I look to my left, TN Chick is right here beside me. Lebowski is here. Hosey is here.
Who's Hair Metal
Henry.
Surely is.
V-Love 87 is here. Josh Castile as well.
Mm.
Megan Berry has arrived as well. All that you'll hear right here on this podcast throughout the night is going to be massive.
I already told V-Love that it's very important for me to get him on the podcast later on. I know the legend of the brand of who V-Love is.
Let them have a few 180 cocktails first and then have them on the podcast.
So the premise of what we want to do here, we want to talk with the characters that are here drafting. That includes you all. We want to get you all's candid thoughts as the draft continues. We also want to have some fun. We want to see some trash talk. I want to hear some
you will.
Authentic trash talk between you all and Paul as well.
Well, here's the best thing to do. Paul will organically let you know when someone has an awful pick.
All right.
But he'll come and tell you. So just be on the lookout for Paul.
I'm just going
to
stay rolling.
He'll be the first to bring up something bad. Yeah, this will be great.
Good stuff, guys. We appreciate the time. We'll check back in a couple rounds
in. Yeah, swing around.
Well, I certainly will. More to come tonight from the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Draft here on the 104.5 The Zone Digital Network. Okay, so we are about 15 minutes away from draft time here at the 180 Fantasy Football Draft, and I have with me a very special guest. Catfish Jake is my guest here on the Overtime Midday 180 Fantasy Draft Podcast. Jake, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Want to get your pre-draft thoughts. Alumni League, big night.
Yeah.
Give us your strategy going into this draft here tonight.
So my strategy is I've wedged myself between Lacey and Jenny.
Okay.
Lacey's pretty solid. Jenny's not really that great yet. So I'm going to write down a bunch of fake names of the players that I want to, like, oh, man, I hope these guys are up next.
Yeah.
And have her take those.
Tell her Andrew Luck, too, for a big
season.
She's
ahead of me. Oh, yeah. I've got Luck. I've got Woodside. I've got Joe Montana, Brett Favre, all on the list. Hopefully she takes some of those. But my goal is to really just dominate all these ass clowns.
So describe this scene here for us. Have you tried the 180 cocktail yet?
I have tried the 180 cocktail. It is phenomenal. The scene here is unreal. There's so much bourbon in here. I could live here. Hutton is wearing a Salmon shirt. That's Salmon with a hard L, not a silent L. Coach Mack, my favorite human being in the history of the world, is here making his rounds. Paul is somewhere stumbling already, so his team will be terrible. And everybody else is having a great time. Chad is glad handing, as he usually does, wearing that sweet master shirt.
So your official prediction now for the Varsity League, out of this group, who has impressed you? Who has not impressed you? Who do you think has the best chance?
The Varsity group, I'm going with the dude in the Vandy polo.
Okay.
Buttoned all the way up to the neck.
Why the Vandy polo?
Because he looks swole. He looks like a football player.
Do you know this guy? Is this?
Okay. Never met him before in my life. But he's got the button all the way up to the top button. So he looks.
That's a power move, isn't it?
It's a power move. He looks intelligent. He's got a Vandy shirt on to match it. He's swole. He looks like he's here. He's checking everybody out. He hadn't got up all night. His girlfriend's giving him the food. So he's locked in. The older guy sitting beside him, he looks kind of nervous. He's singing Last Dance with Mary Jane. He probably won't be any good. The guy in the executive suit here with these sweet socks, he might be a player too. He's got a really expensive like Italian leather belt on.
That's a power move in a different way.
Yeah. He's going executive power. That dude's going real raw power, like you don't want to meet him outside kind of power.
Catfish Shake, we appreciate it. We will check in with you as the draft continues.
Yes, sir.
Godspeed.
Good luck for having us, brother.
Check.
Yeah,
you're most disappointing thing so far is that Chad feels he has to prove his manhood by cranking the music up to a level where nobody can hear each other speak, and this is a social event.
See, I love this because I didn't have to even prompt you or ask you a question, and you come
yeah,
prepared.
I came over with a statement.
Okay.
I like to open things up with a statement. Now you may ask me a question if you want. Look, Chad's probably, he's hogging the mic so far tonight.
What?
He's now going to say something. He's now going to say like 10-minute warning.
Is any new information going to be given? 5 minutes away. Okay. Is he going to turn the music up after he leaves?
And watch the ridiculous degree he turns it up. Watch.
We're going to be able to hear it pretty well. That's certainly louder than what it was.
Nobody can converse now.
Now we have to speak louder to hear each other.
Like Howard Stern's mother said, it's just too much. Howard, it's too much.
Paul, where are you picking today?
It's too much. I'm picking six.
Six, okay.
I know the order of ESPN's rankings inside and out because this is my fourth draft, my fifth if you count my
sons. You're a seasoned veteran.
I know too much.
Okay.
I know too much. Now, if the players I like, who am I eyeing? Listen, people could be eavesdropping anywhere. The guy sitting next to me asking who I'm taking.
This will be posted tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Well, I'll tell you the best picks in the draft later.
Okay.
Dante Pettis is a very good pick.
Okay.
I like him. Adam Thielen is a very good pick. I got screwed out of him the other night. A very good pick. Those are two people I want very badly. Megan Berry's drafting ahead of me. She will undoubtedly take Patrick Mahomes. She's a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Oh, that's a good point.
She doesn't know that quarterbacks are overvalued. She doesn't know how far that Patrick Mahomes will regress to the mean. I would bet money on she's drafting, I think, third, fourth, fifth, somewhere ahead of me. She'll take Patrick Mahomes. That'll enhance my chances to get one of the five top backs.
Chad and Hutton both admitted to me that they've not done a lot of research coming into this. Is this an advantage to you?
It should be an advantage to me, but it probably won't work out because one of my guys will break his fibula in week one, and then I'll be screwed, which is how it usually goes. But I will say, in terms of the three of us, I'm a defending winner of a set of tires, which I never collected. And that's a mic drop.
There you go. Paul Gaharsky, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more. That's the Midday 180. Fantasy draft continues tonight. So Chad Withrow joins me. This is a mere seconds after Paul Gaharsky has now called you out for turning the music up too loud, making too many pre-draft announcements. Chad, your thoughts?
Well, my response to Paul is we are seeking a demographic that is not in line with Paul's demographic, which is old man. So what young people do is they listen to music at a volume they can hear it, and they don't complain about the volume of it.
Okay.
Hutton and I brought in all the young people here. I see Slappy Fess here. I see Shane Train. I see a lot of young people here tonight. I see Will Bowling. Paul brought none of these people in. That's the problem. As Paul makes a stupid announcement right now,
Paul's
making
an announcement.
Well, there we go. No one can hear it.
No one can understand it.
Thank you, though. That's my rebuttal.
Chad Withrow. Okay, so I'm joined by our first member of the Alumni League. Actually, second member. We had Catfish Jake on earlier to
I can't compete with Catfish
preview
Jake.
The draft. You hear his voice. You know him. It is V-Love, the one and only, joining us here. We are in round one of the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Draft. V-Love, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're picking fourth, is that
fourth
correct?
Overall, fourth overall.
Fourth. Talk me through your first round selection.
Well, in this trying times of our country,
okay,
I decided to draft with my fourth overall pick A white running back.
There you go.
Wow.
Truly something to unite us all. Truly something to unite us all.
I have ended racism. That's all I have to say about this.
V-Love is out here making major changes. Go talk to Megan Berry and tell her you just ended racism. Let her. She would love to hear that. Real quick.
Mayor Megan Berry likes on my shirt.
Your thoughts on the 180 cocktail as well that you have in your hand. You've got a Yeehaw beer. You've got a 180 cocktail. Describe to us the different flavors you're consuming.
First
right
of all, as in the words of Coach Mack, on a scale of 1 to 10, Bellmead Bourbon is some good shit.
It is. It absolutely is.
With that being said, the 180 cocktail is obviously some good shit. I have the Yeehaw Kolsch, and it's some good shit.
Ooh, very strong. Very strong.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's it. V-Love, good luck the rest of the draft. Check back in with us as you continue to make power moves, and maybe you'll end a different social issue as you continue in the draft today.
One change at a time. If I can change, you can change. We can all change. Let's go.
Inspiring words. Round one has commenced for the Midday 180 Fantasy Draft. More to come. The Midday 180 Fantasy Draft rolls on tonight from Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery, and I have with me Walter Blackman. Walter, thank you for joining me. You've got a 180 in your hand. The night is going well, but you're pissed off. Tell me why you're pissed off.
A little spiced. Last year, provided a few light lagers for the draft.
Okay.
As I am the Yeehaw and Old Smoky proprietor,
yes.
As many of you are aware of. Well, showed up to the draft. I'm in the JV league this year.
Oh, no. Were you promised a varsity spot? What's the deal here?
I did the antithesis of what Drake said. I started at the top, and now I'm at the bottom. But, boy, if I don't leave here with a little buzz, a little smile on my face, I must have done something wrong.
So, what round are you in right now? Give me the highlights of your picks so far.
I have the last pick, so two consecutive picks, which, boy.
Do you like having the last pick, or do you not like having the last pick?
I feel like a power player.
Some people love
that. Two back-to-back picks. just went Josh Gordon, and boy, if that's not the biggest mistake of my lifetime, not quite sure what is, you know?
So Josh Gordon, who was your first round selection?
I went Kelsey and...
Big tight end guy?
Kelsey. I'm actually doing two simultaneous drafts right now because really? I know no boundaries.
So what other draft are you in? What other draft are you in right now?
I've got my college friends as
okay.
well.
Okay.
You know, a little old, getting a few gray hairs, still not participating in college friends drafts.
College friends drafts. I love it. So the rest of your strategy for the rest of the night, do you have one, or are you just letting the 180s flow and seeing where the night leads?
Well, I'm about to pick up Baker Mayfield just because I hate myself and I have no dignity.
Smart man.
But other than that, I brought my brother who swore off beer until 5 minutes ago. Now he's back, baby.
I was going to say, why would you swear off beer? It's a terrible
Long
thing to swear
weekend,
off.
Let me tell you. Post three-day boost fest, a little live on the green, a few visits to a
Big
few
live
of my
on the
favorite spots
guy.
Around town.
Yeah.
So
sure. Walter, we appreciate it. Enjoy the draft. Come stop by. If you make
fun.
A good pick, if you need something else to share to the world.
I might have to come get a good cry.
Hundreds of thousands of
later.
People will be listening to this, as Paul always says.
Perfect.
Walter, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right, so joining me from the Varsity League, former Mayor Megan Berry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Will,
how fun is
so
this?
Much. Oh, my gosh. We were having a blast.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So we were number four
okay.
in the order.
Okay.
And so on the way over here, we're spending the whole time to see what Zeke Elliott
okay.
is going to do. And
yes. Big news.
It was our pick.
Okay.
We decided, why not? You just got to go with it.
So Hutton told me before the draft, he said, if he's there at number nine, I'm going to take him. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
took him from
we
Hutton.
We took him.
Yeah, you'll
we
have to
him.
Make amends with Hutton after
well,
this,
you know,
after this
okay.
is over.
What? And by the way, can I, a shout out to all the people out there who kept telling me how to do this. Who kept saying, you know, take your kicker first. Thanks, folks.
But too many people are talking down to you. What's going
right,
on?
I mean, come
no
on.
Respect.
You know, I mean, you need a running back.
Yes.
Come on.
What draft are we – sorry,
so
what round are we in
so
right
we
now?
So we are in our – we've done three. We've got – we're on our fourth round. But
okay.
being four and being this a snake, you know, it's taken us a
sure.
long time.
You've got some time.
To come back to us.
Tell
yeah.
us your – do you have a draft strategy tonight?
Yeah. Whoever's good, whoever's
okay.
left when it's our turn.
Honestly, well, Hutton and Chad sat here and said, Paul is going to overthink it. Paul is going to try to think too much about this. We're going to come in with less research. So it sounds like you've got the right idea.
You're constrained by what's already happened.
Of course.
So you have to go ahead. And isn't that just always how life is?
Absolutely. So. Amen. There's a life lesson in there somewhere.
I'm sure.
Have you tried the Midday 180 cocktail?
Yes,
I've asked this to everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Your thoughts.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So, first of all, being able to stand here in Greenbrier Distillery is pretty amazing.
Awesome place.
And the cocktails, did you concoct this?
I wish. I wish I could take credit for it, honestly.
Well,
it's
I always
good.
Love an old-fashioned.
Yes.
And it's a great
old-fashioned. Absolutely.
Fashion,
absolutely. So. Megan Berry, thank you so much.
Hey, I got to get back.
Good luck
so
the rest
charm.
Of the draft.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm joined now by Jonathan Hutton, mid-draft. He's got a delicious Yeehaw beer in his hand. Hutton, how's it going?
Great. The draft so far, I feel great about Paul giving me a solid B tomorrow. It should be an A. It will be a B tomorrow because Paul's drafting. And
okay.
He's the only one that gets an A.
Paul, I was talking to Paul on his pregame draft strategy, and he says that he has a ton of strategy, but he knows that somebody's just going to break their leg or some kind of injury is going to happen, and so he's going to lose. But he did brag about being the top finisher a season ago. So in the words of you, Hutton, your thoughts.
I've won this league twice in 7 years. I feel confident that I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
And that I'm decent at this league.
Of course.
You draft a quarterback a little later than running back and wide receiver, but not too late. Paul waits way too long to draft his quarterback, and that's his problem. You go quarterback around 4 or 5, which is what I just did. I just drafted Carson Wentz.
Okay, solid selection.
And I have Le'Veon Bell and Dalvin Cook as my two running backs.
Strong.
So I feel strong about that. I'm sitting next to Sarah LaBella, who is crushing it at this draft. With
Sarah
Top
from
Golf.
Topgolf.
She's great at fantasy football. And then Chad Withrow is killing it, too. So
who all does Chad have so far?
I think he's got – I think he went with Drew Brees as his quarterback.
Oh, very strong.
Yeah, so –
very strong.
That's the guy I wanted. So
solid.
Yeah.
Sarah is with us as well. Sarah, give us your thoughts on the evening, your fantasy draft so far. How's it going? Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So far, the beer is very good.
Very strong. What do you have in your hand here?
Yeehaw Kolsch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
As for who is drafted on my team so far,
yes.
I have absolutely no idea.
Really?
No
so
idea.
So are you drafting yourself? Is someone helping you? What's going on?
I brought my my friend Squeeze over there.
Okay.
This is draft number 3 for him for the
wow.
season.
Okay.
And my big question is, I don't exactly know who's going to manage my team from here. So if anybody out there wants
okay.
to be my draft manager.
This is an official cry for help.
It's a cry for help. Otherwise, I may not log in until the end of the season. So
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hiring. Split the prize 50-50.
Are there any Top Golf benefits in helping manage your team? Officially right now.
Yeah, actually. Free golf anytime
oh, wow.
you want.
Now, this is an intriguing offer.
You have to bring me with you, but yeah,
okay.
there are some Top Golf benefits.
All right. So describe this scene with us. We've got 3 tables. We've got an alumni league where I'm set up. We've got a junior varsity league. But you have the distinct honor.
Yeah.
The distinct honor of being in the varsity
yeah.
fantasy football league. Tell us about the experience you've been having today.
Well, I feel like there's going to be a few upset JV people when they find out I don't belong here.
You weaseled your way in there.
Yeah, yeah. More like begged.
Oh, really?
No, I was.
How did you get this invitation to the league?
He begged me to
oh,
come
okay.
and have fun, and
wow.
I was like, I don't belong here.
Wow.
But you know what?
The truth comes out.
Have a good time, and it's lively. It's fun. Everyone's having a blast.
The party of the year, as
yeah.
Jonathan Hutton told us earlier.
Well, he doesn't get out much, but it's
oh, gosh. He's going to be so excited to hear that tomorrow at 2 p.m. Sarah, thank you
yeah.
for joining
us.
We are back mid-draft.
We're
and
good.
We have a local legend with us, a 104.5 The Zone veteran, Davey Shepherd, is
yeah.
my guest
yeah.
on the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Draft podcast. Davey, welcome.
I appreciate it, Will. So some people would call me the host of Speedway Soccer.
Yes, they would.
More importantly, I would call myself a Midday 180 season ticket
yes,
holder.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's kind of my number one signifier as
two
a person.
Big honors, a Midday 180
yeah.
season ticket holder in the flesh with me, Davey Shepherd. Davey, you're not drafting tonight.
No.
But
I'm
you're here for what?
I'm taking in the atmosphere. We got guys like Hair Middle Henry. We got Hosey. We got Catfish Jake in the house. Obviously the host.
It's a killer party. I was lucky enough to slide onto the list, of course. So I couldn't pass up the
opportunity. You're an A-lister. Don't sell yourself short. Davey was one of the first people on this list. Davey, you are not drafting, but you are here to witness what Hutton calls the party of the year.
That's right.
After the draft is over.
Yeah.
Set the scene for us here, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're taking in at what is the legend of the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Draft.
You got plenty of people making mistake after mistake after mistake on their lineup.
Talk more about that. What are some of the mistakes that
they
made?
I don't want to call out Hosey, but...
No, please call
Hosey
anyone
takes
out.
Mahomes number two overall in the draft, which is
okay.
About as... Now...
That's tough to hear.
He owned that before the draft. He said he was going to do it, so you got to like the guy for just sticking with his guns.
That's tough.
Really, when I show up at any Midday 180 event, Hair Metal Henry sets the bar for what's going to take place the rest of the
night. He sets the tone. He's been seated across from me this entire time.
And then he's got a month until Pred season kicks in, so he's good for the next month. He's just hanging out.
This is the offseason for Hair Metal Henry.
I go as Henry goes for the rest of the evening.
Don't we all? Have you met any of the local celebrities here? Have you introduced yourself to Mayor Megan Berry yet?
So, very weirdly, me and Megan kind of go back.
Oh,
so
wow.
I did say hi to Megan. John Sloop, another host of Speedway Soccer.
Of course.
Very good friends of Megan
Berry. Of course.
Berry. But the man of the hour is Coach Mack. Anytime you get to talk to that guy, you like take in football knowledge through osmosis.
Yes.
So
yes.
Anytime you
he
see
doesn't
him,
have to speak, you just get it.
And I know I host a soccer podcast, but football, real football, is my first love.
Absolutely.
So talking to a guy like Coach Mack, you're lucky every time you get to do it.
Well, okay, so I have to mention this now and put Coach Mack on the spot. I told Coach Mack to come on this podcast, said, hey, Coach, you want to grab a mic? You know, we're sitting right here. And he goes, and I'll filter a little bit of what he said. He says, well, I don't do any podcast crap. I'm not sure he said crap, but he said, well, I don't do podcasts. I said, Coach Mack, that's my fault for even asking. I am so far below your pay grade,
right.
But we're having fun here. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
The 180 cocktail is fantastic.
The 180 cocktail is treating the whole room well.
Yes.
Very good job from Bell Mead.
I've
great
asked everyone that who's
I
been
know
on
Walter
here.
Was just
yes.
on. Walter from E-Hall.
Yes.
So no, it's a great event. As good as an event as the 180 does, and that's no slight on the other events.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. So I am now joined by a Midday 180 season ticket holder, a local legend. Hair Metal Henry is my guest here on the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Podcast. Henry, welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much.
You're seated across from me here. I feel like you've been the co-host, as Paul's now talking about something that's, I'm sure, not very important. You hear the cheers.
We have to take a time out because Paul's talking. And now we're back.
And we're back here. Henry, tell us about the Alumni League, your draft so far. This is a great night.
We're very fortunate to come back every year. This is, I believe, our seventh year back.
Okay.
We were the first ever to be in this league.
Okay.
But, you know, another $20, we'll see what happens.
So you've got Catfish Jake in the Alumni League. We spoke to him earlier on the Fantasy Football Podcast. You've got you. Who else is in this league?
We got Slappy Fest right here.
That's right. He's got a natural light next to me, Natty Light.
Natty Daddy.
He's a preseason favorite. I feel like, I mean, anyone drinking a Natty Light has to be, if there were Vegas odds, I think he's now gone to the front.
Yes.
How are you feeling about your draft so far, though? Who are your big selections that you've made here so far?
Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs from the Raiders. But it's kind of one of those things. I've won the league so far, so I don't really care anymore. I've got dragon rights.
When did you win the league?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. The Alumni League or the Varsity League?
The Alumni League.
The Alumni League. Okay. So
$200 in cash.
You all are an elite fraternity. I think it's safe to say. How cool is it to see this league grow as you've continued to be in it? You've got a great group of people, of men and women, that are making up this league.
Yeah.
This is just a great group.
As you can see, we started with 12 people in the original year, and now we have 36.
36? Wow.
Between the JV and
Alumni
League.
So, it's a full house.
And as we like to say, we always start off with a great tradition first. The Alumni League stands up and says, your league sucks.
Really?
Because we're the best.
Yes, I noticed
ever.
That.
Yes.
I might... I wish I'd gotten audio of that now to play.
We can do it again if you want.
Okay, I might need to manufacture that. If you're listening at this point of the podcast and you hear it at the beginning, that was fake. So but you know that now.
But no, well, we are very grateful that they bring us back every year. They don't have to do it. What they do should be for the JV and the main league, the new people coming in. Those are the people who should benefit from this, but they always bring us back. We're very grateful, and we appreciate it very much.
Final question, and perhaps the most important question that I've asked you. Who is your official pick out of Chad, Paul, and Hutton to win and or finish highest in the varsity league? I'm putting you on the spot.
You know, Chad won 3 years in a row. Okay. And, I live in Mount Julio, so I got to
okay.
go with Chad.
God's country.
Yes, sir.
You've got to stick with God's country. Hair yes, Metal sir. Henry has been our guest as the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Podcast rolls on. Hair Metal Henry, we appreciate the time. We are back from the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Podcast, and I have with me now, this is back-to-back Midday 180 season ticket holders, legends in their own right, the one and only Lebowski.
I don't know why you have to say the word legend, because the only thing that I do is call in and make wild complaints on the air, and okay, employers have no idea I'm doing
it. You're better than 100% of the callers that we get. I remember actually when I had a show with Chad briefly in primetime 2 years ago, Chad looked at me one time and said, well, we haven't created the culture yet where we get good calls on this show. People like you, people like Hair Metal Henry that are Midday 180 season ticket holders said these calls suck, first of all. So we don't have the primetime culture yet of good calls. But Lebowski is the example of a good call. If you're listening to this wanting to know how to call into the radio, this is the way you learn how.
Look, I'll walk you through it. It's not hard. The only thing you got to do is when you call in, you got to know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes.
That's all. Like,
say Mariota correctly.
Say, look, his name is Marcus Mufaletta. Okay, you just got to be able to say it correctly. All right. But the whole thing is that if you're going to call in, you got to pick your spot.
Of course.
If you're talking about UT football, don't call in and start talking about NFL. Like,
pick a lane.
Pick a lane.
Stay
and
in
stick
it.
To it.
Yes.
And also, here's the biggest part. Like, when the call starts, you can't. Don't start trying to interact with the host.
No.
Like, how was your weekend? Hey,
get
doing
on
guys?
With it. Get on with it.
How was it? Yeah, just call in, get your take, and
yes.
get off the damn phone.
Very
it's
smart.
Not that hard.
Very smart. Lebowski, you are a member of this alumni league, a very elite fraternity of men and women who are selecting tonight as well with varsity and
I'm
junior
honored.
Varsity. Give us your thoughts on your draft so far tonight.
I'm pleased.
Okay.
I don't feel like I made any silly picks too early.
This is good.
I feel like I went by the books. Now, I do have to admit I have a draft assistant with me.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm not even going to apologize because I was forward thinking, and I feel like, you know, that was the right move to make was bring somebody with me. But, no, I feel good about my team. I'm honored to be a part of the Alumni League, so absolutely.
Tell us about this night. This is a fun evening. How many fantasy football drafts have you been to here with the Midday 180?
This is my second. I was in the Varsity League.
Okay.
I'm getting looked at right now by Jake, who's helping me. I'm going down. But no, this is my second draft. I was in the Fantasy League 2 years ago.
Okay.
And finished second to last.
Okay.
Just absolute garbage.
But you were in it. You were in the league. That's more than
absolute
most could say.
My only claim to fame that year was trading Deshaun Watson for Tyreek Hill from Paul Gaharski.
Oh,
and Deshaun Watson shredded
strong.
His ACL that week.
Very
so,
strong.
Yeah.
On the topic of Paul Gaharski and Jonathan Otten and Chad Withrow, give us your official selection. Who is going to finish the highest out of those three in the Midday 180 Varsity Fantasy
League?
So
I feel like Chad wins it every year, right?
You're the second person now to say this. Hair Metal Henry agree with you.
So I'm going to go Hutton.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I'm going to go Paul second.
Strong.
Chad just makes it into the top five.
Tough year
just
in Mount Juliet. Tough year in God's country for Chadwick Withrow.
Sorry, buddy.
For Chad Whitlow. Chet Whitlow, excuse me. This is an awesome night. Lebowski, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, man.
Enjoyed it.
There are too many people smoking outside, and I don't like this smoking outside. I just made an announcement about the after party. How many people, Liz is with us.
Uh-huh.
Liz, how many people do you think are here? I'm not good at math. This is 14 times 3 plus guests. And I want all of them to come to the after party. Do you think all these people are coming to the after party?
I'm thinking about 150.
You're thinking about 150? Why do you insist on filming, Will, vertically? Why do you insist on taking vertical pictures?
After the party, I will be there, and I'll be there in 5 seconds. There's a limo coming outside to get me. I will be there.
Pose horizontally with me. Please, all of you. Everyone. Horizontal. Now let's talk about my shirt and my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so your
no,
shirt?
No, not you.
If you are a green-eyed man, you better have an olive green shirt.
I have all green shirts in my closet. Now, Liz, you didn't notice my eyes at all. What was the problem there?
Well, it takes a real woman to actually realize a man's eyes.
I agree. Liz, you were slow to notice. What's the problem there?
Well,
talk into your microphone. Put that microphone in front of your mouth.
I was looking more into your personality and who you are as a person.
How'd that go?
And I just was so drawn to that. And so your shirt and your eyes and your appearance was like superficial to me.
Oh, so you're calling her superficial?
Very.
Let's get the natty over here. Where do you think the after party should be?
I don't know. Wherever Henry wants to go, it looks like he's.
Why does Henry? Prime, why does Henry get to decide where the after party is?
Well, I'm with a new. Like I've got a party.
You know, Blake Bedingfield. Do you enjoy Blake Bedingfield's work on the Midday 180?
Yes, I do.
And he writes for PaulKuharsky.com, and I've got a representative of Winners, which sponsors Blake Bedingfield at PaulKuharsky.com. And she's here. She's kind of hemming and hawing whether we should go to Winners. This guy over here got in the varsity league because he bangs on us all the time. But I go over there and he won't even concede that he bangs on us all the time. But his wife likes us. Every time I go over there, she tucks her hair behind her ear, don't you? Come over here, ma'am. Please.
Here we go. Here's the microphone.
Remind me your name again, please.
Jessica,
use this microphone. Go ahead, grab it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Pretend like you're on stage are you a big karaoke singer?
Absolutely not.
What's your song at karaoke?
There isn't one.
Remind us of your husband's name.
Craig.
Now, he got in the league. I'm on the clock. You go ahead. Okay. We'll interview her about it.
It's extremely fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm just here for moral support.
Okay, so tell us about the team that your husband... with you?
Boyfriend.
I'm back. Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, that's
that
your boyfriend?
Fantastic, yes.
Boyfriend, not husband.
Not husband.
Wow, I didn't check the hand.
No, you didn't check the hand.
What's this guy waiting for?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you are way over his head. What the hell is he waiting for?
I don't know.
I think you should get the hell out of this thing, don't you?
No, I don't.
No, he's good?
He's good.
Really?
Yeah, really.
But why does he spend so much time banging on the Midday 180?
Yeah, I don't think that's the right guy.
Really?
I really don't.
I think his whole...
Did you draft last?
Did you draft last? You're number 14. Yeah, we gave number 14 to the guy whose whole plea to get in the league was that he hammers on us all the time. That was like his bid to get in the league. Yeah. Hey, I hammer on you guys all the time, so you might as well let me in the league. Maybe I'll soften. I've enjoyed talking to you, but I don't know that you brought everything to the table that you could have brought. Let's be honest.
Well, I was not prepared for this.
I know, but here was your big moment, and I thought you could have brought more. Will you be attending the after party?
Yes.
Absolutely. This is absolutely yes?
Absolutely, but you've got to tell us where this is.
Oh, I will. There'll be a determination made, and there'll be an announcement made. What have you thought of my announcements tonight?
Fantastic.
Fantastic announcement.
Well, yeah.
And if you were ranking the Midday 180, like 1, 2, 3, me, Chad Hutton... Go ahead, stack us. I won't listen.
I would rank him as you just said it.
Me, Chad, and Hutton. Yeah. Wow, you're really shortchanging Hutton. She doesn't know who's who. You know me.
No,
all right, so I'm number one. There we have it.
The final round has finished up, and this is our official wrap-up of the Midday 180 Fantasy Football League podcast. I have Chad Withrow with me alongside Sheila. Chad, welcome.
Will, you've done a tremendous job.
Thank you.
Great
you
job.
Haven't heard what I've done yet, so I appreciate you trusting my judgment.
I've seen you working. Look, I know when someone's working, you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Tonight, all
night.
Thank you. Can I wrap it up this way?
Yes, please all do. Right. The
Everyone
floor is yours.
Has been great. My guy Evan's been great. My guy Steve Hill has been great. Come here. Steve Hill and his wife.
Yeah, man.
Hello.
So great. They've been great. Just
great all around. Everyone's great.
Everyone's great. Have you seen Paul, by the way?
So I had Paul on for 10 minutes earlier in the podcast where he rambled with a couple of guests.
So Lacey's here.
Lacey is here, yes.
She wants to say hi.
What's up, Midday?
Chad,
she liked it.
I think it's safe to say that hats have been banged.
Yes.
On this fine evening.
Will, you learned from the best.
I have.
You've done a great
job. My internship has done
me
well.
This is awesome. Are we going to Winners or no?
Yes, we're going to Winners.
Absolutely.
You know where
we're
going
to
Winners?
We are all winners here.
Will, do you know where we're going to Winners? Because we are winners.
Absolutely. And with that,
thank you, Will.
This does it for the Midday 180 Fantasy Football Podcast.